This is Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197 AM and DAB Plus Digital Radio and phoenixradio.com.au. Thanks to the Invincibility crew. They'll be back 1 o'clock next Friday afternoon. Something new for you this afternoon. Roughly every other Friday, technically, second and fourth and fifth Fridays of the month. Starting today, it's Quiz of Quizzes from 2:30. So following the Invincibility show, Quiz of Quizzes, and in the alternate weeks, first and third Fridays, the Markability show with Mark Halupka. So Quiz of Quizzes, what is it? Let me introduce the cast of thousands. I'm Spencer Howson. More importantly, Mitch Drake. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. This is great. Very excited.
Courtney Heck is in the house. Hello.
Thank you.
And on your right, Riley Wilton. Hello.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
All right. So what's the concept? What are we here for, Mitch?
So the concept of this show is there are four of us, and we all love doing trivia and quizzes on every show on Phoenix Radio.
Absolutely.
And DAB, Brisbane Youth Radio, DAB Plus. We very much wanted to make a show that was only about quizzes. So the concept is each one of us has written a 9+1 tiebreaker quiz, 9-question quiz, and we will rotate being the quiz master for the other three to compete. And at the end of the day, we'll know who is the best at Quiz of Quizzes.
Excellent fun. Now, just to roll back the curtain and be completely transparent and honest with you, dear listener, we're not entirely sure if you're listening to us on Brisbane Youth Radio whether you'll be hanging around after three or not. That is the plan. If we disappear from your radio at three, come and find us at phoenixradio.com.au or go to the TuneIn app and look for Phoenix Radio. If you're listening to us on Phoenix Radio, we're here till 4 o'clock. The plan is, please, Mr. Lee, the plan is for us to be till four on Brisbane Youth Radio on the Friday afternoons when we're here. Okay. Courtney, how excited are you?
I am beyond keen.
You're kind of nervous, Courtney.
I get like that a lot. I'm not going to lie. I am a little nervous as I get, but I am so hyped. This is going to be so much fun.
All right. You're always here in at the University of Southern Queensland. We have a quiz in radio class every week, and you've done very well so far this year. Today you kind of arrived like a minute late for the quiz, and the disappointment was written all over your face.
Yeah, it was. Never again. This is my determination now. 9 a.m.
It will be 9 a.m. I'm just tricking everyone by making that quiz 9 o'clock on the dot now. Yeah. And Riley.
Yeah. I'm not that great at Kahoot.
Which is the software we use for the quizzes on the.
So you need someone who's less competitive. That's why you brought me in here. So
you have better chance of winning.
I don't think so.
One of my favorite things about the Kahoot platform that you use, Spencer, is that you can see when people fail at their quizzes because the red lights on the screen flash up on their face.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm always red.
I hadn't actually noticed that. So should we be okay? Well,
keep an eye.
Dimming the lights a little bit so we can actually see the red embarrassment in people's faces. All right. So more importantly, between now and 3 or 4 o'clock, we're going to be playing four quizzes, as Mitch said. We've each brought a quiz to the table. There's a theme for the week. Mm-hmm. And how did you come up with the theme, Mitch?
The idea is each quiz is centered around one word. So this week, as it's our first show, the word is first. But from moving on, I'm happy to take Twitter suggestions on @PhoenixRadio and also just do a random word generator, maybe look at a book. Maybe, if any of us have any of those left.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Hey, I'm sure I could find one somewhere. So, Paige, I've even got videos still.
nice. Respect. I now respect you fully.
So, inside joke there, but Riley's family own one of the last surviving video stores in the world.
Very privileged. Yeah.
No, it's awesome. Very special on that. Okay. So, who's going to go first? Who will be the first quiz master in the first quiz of quizzes? In the hat are four names. And, Riley, I'll just get you because my arm's not long enough to reach Courtney or Mitch. Just pull a piece of paper out of the hat.
Name.
Reveal who will be, and once you've done it, once you have revealed who the first quizmaster will be, that quizmaster will have 3 minutes and 6 seconds to get in the seat that I'm in at the moment, get the questions ready, and get prepared to launch Quiz of Quizzes on the world. Who is it going to be, Roddy?
It's me. It is the first ever Quiz of Quizzes.
I'm very glad you have the honor, Riley.
Oh, I am nervous, like, reading it out. I don't know about you guys, but this is a good... I've done a good quiz. So, my spin on the first... the word first is something that I think is very important for all Australians, and that is the first meal of the day. What am I talking about? Breakfast. breakfast is my
sometimes
my
it's
quiz.
Kebab at like, you know, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. But I know what you're saying.
I have had a kebab breakfast at 1 p.m. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so yeah. But if you've been out partying, you know, yeah.
for normal people, wake up at 7. Cereal, Australian breakfast cereal, is what my quiz is about. So how this is going to work is I'm going to ask either a normal question or a multiple choice question, and after I've asked the question, you'll have to buzz in with your chosen buzzers, which I'll give you soon. And if you get it right, I'll give you a point, basically. The person with the most number of points will receive a small box of cereal, which is either Fruit Loops, Rice Bubbles, Nutri-Grain, and Cocoa Pops.
Cool. An actual prize.
I've supplied prizes.
Better than the fries on Lies and Fries.
Okay. Kaylee, if you're listening, I'm still waiting for my two fries that I've won both weeks. If there was a tie at the end of the 9 questions, whoever's tied, I'll get you to close your eyes and you have to tell me what you are eating.
All right.
Yeah.
Taste test.
Okay. I hope there is a tiebreaker because that sounds like fun.
All right. So, Spencer, your buzzer will be Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Courtney.
Yes.
Your buzzer will be coffee.
Coffee.
And Mitch, your buzzer will be bacon and eggs.
Good. It's longer. I like that.
Give you guys
can we have a practice?
Coffee.
Yep. Who's my favorite lecturer?
Vegemite. Bacon and eggs.
Mitch.
Spencer.
Ooh.
I reckon I got him first and I was going to give a different answer. But anyway.
Okay. All right. Are we all ready?
Yes.
Ready as I'll ever be.
No, you're supposed to do your buzzers.
Oh, Vegemite.
Spencer.
Bacon and eggs. Vegemite.
No.
Mitch. What?
All right.
Vegemite. Sorry.
Question one. In which part of Australia were Weet-Bix first manufactured?
Bacon and eggs.
Mitch.
New South Wales.
Vegemite.
No. Okay. Which part? Like which state?
Mainland.
Didn't you say New South Wales?
I did say New South Wales. Yeah. He's correcting me.
Do you want a town?
A town, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, is it in New South Wales, the correct answer?
Yeah.
Sydney.
Yes! I've actually got these. Hang on. Let's see if this
special
works.
Special buzzers.
I've got, like...
I was going to say Renmark.
Oh, but... righty then.
Well done! Mitch, you get a point.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Wow, you're the first one ever on Quiz of Quizzes to get a...
Yeah, exactly.
No one's gotten anything wrong yet either.
That's really good.
Second question, if you're not looking at the answer. Which one of these breakfast cereals aren't owned by Kellogg? So this is a multiple choice.
Okay.
Crunchy Nut, Milo, Sultana Brand, Just Right.
Coffee.
Courtney.
Milo.
Correct.
I love my Milo.
I knew the answer, but like, I couldn't get the word Vegemite out because I was thinking about what the correct answer was. That's ridiculous.
I am glad I got that because I have Milo all the time.
Do you actually know who owns Milo?
Nestle.
Yeah, Nestle.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'm old enough to... go on, what are you going to say?
I'm actually pronounce it Nestle.
I was going to say, I'm old enough to remember when we used to call it Nestles.
Oh, okay.
And I had an uncle who worked for Nestles and... he insisted on us calling it Nestle, and we just thought that was
Nestle.
Like how people call Target.
Yeah, I was thinking Target.
And now he was right.
Does that mean you said Milo as well?
No.
Question three: what are the 6 different colours of Fruit Loops?
Vegemite.
Spencer.
I've got no idea. Green.
Yeah.
Orange. Mm-hmm. Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Light blue.
Mm-hmm.
Purple.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Red.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Alrighty then.
I'm embarrassed to know.
Do you actually eat cereal? Like,
not Fruit Loops. Oh. Not for a long time.
Do you know how many flavors of Fruit Loops there are?
One. That's not good.
They're all cardboard. No, they do taste like their colors.
No, they're all the same flavor.
No.
Yeah. They're all the same flavor.
Just different colors.
The colors just trick your brain.
Oh, that's going to make things hard for the tiebreaker then.
Oh, why are you going to say, what color Fruit Loop are you trying?
I didn't know that. Question 4. What is the Kellogg's cornflakes mascot?
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs, Mitch.
That's a rooster.
Alrighty then.
Well done. We might need Why? Do you know why it's a rooster?
No.
Just think about it.
Because they eat corn.
What is one of the first things you can hear in the morning?
A rooster. I thought it's because if you batter chicken and then put
no
cornflakes on it, it's really good.
No.
Wow.
What do you do with your cereal? Oh my god. Question 5. According to BuzzFeed Australia, what is Australia's favourite breakfast cereal?
Bacon and eggs.
Mitch.
BuzzFeed, that's probably going to say Nutri-Grain.
Oh!
What? How?
Oh, that was wrong, was it?
No, that was right.
That was right.
How did you know that?
I was like, it's definitely Cocoa Pops.
No, because Nutri-Grain's so heavily advertised and so is BuzzFeed.
It is, yeah.
That's true.
So it was either going to be Weet-Bix or Nutri-Grain, and I thought Weet-Bix was too obvious.
Can we have a score check?
Yeah, so Mitch is on 3, and then Spencer and Courtney are on 1 each.
Okay.
It's very close.
Yeah.
I think Spencer will get this question, though. Number 6, who are the 3 ambassadors of Rice Bubbles?
Vegemite.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Hey!
Oh,
hey! Righty then.
Love it.
And there was a 4th one.
Really?
Originally, yeah. Don't ask me what it was, but there was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. That's
take a point away.
It's a really disappointing story, isn't it? But there was originally a 4th one. Yeah.
Okay, we're up to question 7. Which Australian cereal contains the most amount of sugar?
Bacon and eggs.
Mitch.
I want to say Cocoa Pops.
Hang on.
Oh, man!
Do you mean cereal that's sold here or that's iconically Australian?
No, sold, like... Australian made. Like,
what's the
Australian owned, yeah.
Can we now buzz in as well?
Yeah. Go for it.
Vegemite.
Spencer.
I still don't know what it's called as I say that. It's the one with the tiger. Frosty Pops. Frosty
Flakes. Done.
All right. That's decidedly American.
No, but it's sold in I think the question needed some clarification.
Sorry.
It's okay. Riley will get better at writing questions.
It is made up of 41.3% of sugar.
Oh.
Wow.
And with one serve of full cream milk, it has 24.4 grams. How
That's
sad
like
is that?
5 teaspoons of sugar.
That would last you up for a week.
Yeah, look, I want to clear my teeth just thinking about it.
Yeah, like fuzzy feeling, yeah. Mm. Question 8. How many holes are there in the Nutri-Grain brick?
Bacon and eggs.
Ooh.
Mitchell.
3.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Nice.
I think it takes an unbeatable lead at this point.
No. Mitch is on 4. Spencer's on 3. Courtney's on 1. That's okay. You're still on the board.
Courtney's got 1 in the middle. Well, that means to say in Hey Hat Saturday.
Okay. For a tiebreaker question, Spencer needs to get this right.
In order for there to be a tiebreaker, I have to get this right. Yeah. Okay.
But if Courtney gets it right, Mitch wins.
Oh. Mitch. Okay. I'll have 2 points. That's true.
Okay. Last question. Name 3 Uncle Toby's breakfast cereal products.
Vegemite.
Go for it.
Nutri-Grain. No.
Oh, man.
I won.
It's Kellogg's. No, you haven't won yet.
Still need
I mean,
to
you have.
The question.
No one, who's got the question?
So, Uncle Toby.
What's your buzzer?
Coffee. I'm just going to make things up. So, repeat the question. Uncle Toby's.
Just think.
Oh, there's a porridge. I don't know what they call it.
Oh.
Quakers, is it called? No. I'm just trying to help you.
No, thank you. But
is that different? No.
I'm trying to...
There is a porridge.
Not...
That's not helping you, is
it? Wait, what did
What's
you...
porridge made what out of?
Say? Isn't there a porridge? Don't Uncle Toby's make a porridge?
Uncle Toby's oats.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one?
There's one.
Well, that's porridge.
It's on like the tip of my tongue.
There's one.
Okay.
Uncle Toby's oats.
Thank you for that.
There's like the little donut ones as well. You know little donuts? Like the little
I know what he's
circular,
talking.
Yeah.
No.
Donuts or popcorn?
No. What?
It's like the donut-shaped cereal.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
those ones? Mm. Yeah. What are they called? Wheaties. Are they called Wheaties? Is that them? No.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, wow.
There's
okay.
two.
All right, there's it for Courtney.
No, I'm...
There's
one more.
Half a point for Spencer, because if he gets one...
None of this is coming out of my brain.
Doesn't matter.
I can't take...
Mitch has won.
I can't take
Cheerios.
Yes, wow. Cheerios. Well done, Mitch. So you could have had Uncle Toby's plus Cheerios, Oat Crisps, Oats, Vitabrits, Wheaties, Oat Flakes, and Fruity Bites.
Okay, yeah.
It all sounds like nonsense.
Means...
One quiz to Mitch.
One quiz to me.
Well done.
Alrighty.
Very first quiz.
I love it.
And very first question to Mitch.
Mitch is the winner. That was the very first quiz of quizzes.
It was good.
And Mitch,
good start.
Yep. I am going to pull out a name from the hat.
Righto.
And if we can get a drum roll. No, I just can't.
I've only got one. There
you go.
Next quiz.
It is. CH.
Courtney.
It's me.
Checkmate.
Alrighty.
You are listening to Brisbane Youth Radio, 1197 AM, digital radio on phoenixradio.com.au.
It is now my turn to be the quiz master. Woo. And my quiz is all about music because music is my reason for being. So I thought...
You're about to become very disappointed in me.
Well, yep, most likely, yeah. So my take on the word first was actually my mom's idea, but I'm going to give you the second lyric in a song and your job is to tell me the first.
Okay. So second verse or literally second line?
The second line of the song.
Oh, dear.
So you have to tell me the first line of the song.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if this is going to be hard or easy, but we're about to find out.
Very hard.
So how it's going to work is I'm just going to read out the second lyric. You will then tell me if you can answer the question with no hints, you get 3 points.
Ooh. Okay.
And then you can you can ask me up to 2 questions. So you could ask me to sing the line for you. You can ask me to who sings it, what the song is called. But every time you ask a question,
it loses the point.
Yes.
So if I ask a question, doesn't matter who answers it from there on, it's only worth 2 points.
Yep.
Okay. And then 1 point and then, cool.
Sweet. And then until there's no points, so just I'll give away the answer. And then, I'll tell you who. Yeah, so buzz in with your names.
Okay. Is Vegemite. Right.
No. What language is that? That's an interesting name.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just get straight into it. Your first second lyric is, "So I made up my mind, it must come to an end."
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
What's your name?
Mitch.
Is that your final answer?
I think so.
Well, let's listen to the clip and see if you're right.
Ooh.
You say, well, what's the first lyric you haven't
told? I don't know.
You don't know? Well, because that's the main... I just forgot there wasn't my own game there for a second.
So does that count then as a question, effectively? We haven't got the answer
yet.
Oh,
okay. So is that the
now
statement?
We need to work out the first line of that song.
Okay, so I will answer your question. The song is not...
Damn.
What did you say again? Britney Spears?
Yeah.
No, it's not Britney Spears. Would you like me to repeat?
Yes, hang on, that won't cost us. Yes, because you asked if we didn't ask for that. Yes,
no,
please.
Repeating the lyric will not, but if I sing it for you, that will take one away. So it's, "So I made up my mind, it must come to an end."
I'm thinking, just to try to help everyone out, it sounds to me like an ABBA song, like a late ABBA song when they'd been divorced around 1980. Therefore, it's probably Mamma Mia.
My mom
will
love you at the moment for mentioning ABBA.
Has she seen Mamma Mia 2 yet? Courtney has.
I loved it. I fell in love with it.
Okay, so she's just in Mamma Mia 2. So it could be on the soundtrack to Mamma Mia 2. Could be a late ABBA song. I don't know.
I would not be able to identify.
Can you just repeat it one more time? Sorry.
So I made up my mind, it must come to an end.
So I
made up. Well, you've got the tune.
We could ask.
Riley has, I can sing it. Or
hum
I can,
the first line.
I can tell you.
Hum the first line.
Yeah. Who sings it or what's the...
Hum, I think, I don't know what the song is.
I want the 3 points, though.
You've lost it. We're already down to 2 points.
Oh, yeah, because I yelled out the wrong answer.
Do you guys know what the song is?
No.
At all?
No.
So we might benefit from hearing the tune.
Yes. Do you have the tune there ready for us?
So you want me to sing the line?
Yes. Hum it, sing it.
The first line, just to be clear.
The first line?
No, the second line.
Yes, yes. No, we want... Yeah, hang on. We can't use our wishes here hastily. I think we want the actual line to be sung.
Okay. But just hum it.
Hum. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So confusing.
Here we go. I will hum it for you.
Yeah.
Those are like this. A little bit like this.
Oh.
There you go.
No, I got it. Oh, no.
It is ABBA.
Yeah,
hi.
It is.
I've been too long.
You're on the answer again. You got the first two lyrics.
It is it's literally Mamma Mia is the song.
Yes, that's correct. So I think
I've been counting on you since I don't know when, and my name is Mitch.
So for 2 points, Yes.
So
1 point,
I think.
1 point.
Sadly.
Oh, yes.
Sadly.
Yeah. 1 point.
Yeah.
Your final answer is, what was it? I've been counting on you.
Since I don't know when.
Okay, let's have a listen to see if that's right.
Hotkeys.
I'll play that again. I'm afraid that is incorrect. You don't get any points.
This is so much fun. Like, we almost got there together.
Ooh, okay. So
it was a mid-range ABBA, not a late ABBA.
Yeah, get me okay. Now. So we'll see how the rest of the questions go.
What question number was that?
That was number one.
Okay. We are going to go good. Yeah.
Quiz of quizzes. With it or five.
Tomorrow morning. Looking that way. Oops. Okay. Let's get straight on to number two. Let's hope we can get some points.
Maybe we need to issue a time limit for each question. No?
That's fine.
All right, good.
Okay. So lyric number two is, I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Oh, Riley?
Yes.
It's Adele. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I had it, but then I had to say my name. That threw me off. Wait, let me just think of the... Can I have time to think of the rhythm? Like,
yeah.
Can you say it one more time, please?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Hello.
Ah, yes.
It's me.
Let's have a listen.
Hello, it's me.
Woo! Damn. 3 points! Yes!
3 points to Riley. Done. Nicely done. All right.
I listened to that in the shower while I eat a tub of ice cream.
That's that kind of stuff.
Every Saturday night.
Excellent.
Like, don't know if that's sad or fun.
No, I think it can only be sad.
Yeah, you're right. Alrighty.
Yeah. Do we have like a bum bum?
Oh. Where's the bump bump?
No, your feelings are wrong.
Yeah. Alrighty. Number three. Your lyric is, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Riley.
Yes.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
And the lyric is, that is correct.
We're not trying to.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk.
Oh.
I'm a woman's man.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Wow.
Well done. This is tailored to you.
6-1. Wow.
Yeah. You say hello.
This is like a Slumdog Millionaire moment.
Alrighty.
Hey, but it's all right. It's okay.
Is that a line? It's the next lyric.
From what? You, Riley.
From that same song.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I was just imagining having my eyes burnt out. Doesn't that happen in the movie Slumdog Millionaire?
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I think so.
What version have you watched?
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, spoilers.
Okay. Next one, number four. I'm curious to see how this one will go.
Yeah.
But it flew away from her reach, so she ran away in her sleep.
I have absolutely no clue.
I have no
idea. It sounds really familiar.
Might need a couple of questions asked for this one.
Sounds like grade 12 poetry.
Feel free to tweet in the correct answer.
Can you please repeat that one more time? Really slow.
It flew away from her reach, so she ran away in her sleep.
I think we're going to need her.
Just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it...
From the dark?
Yeah, no.
Not quite.
I forgot the name of the song.
I'm rooting
the rhythm.
For you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like on the edge of my seat, like, come on, Riley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey Riley, you got it. Come on, you got this.
No pressure.
You have like a timer sound effect?
It's similar to Hello Darkness, my Lord. It's something similar to that, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Straight up. No.
No idea. All right. Okay.
Can we get the first line hummed, please?
Okay.
Yeah, I was way off.
Called Play Clocks. No.
Hang on.
You got the artist correct.
It's
not Clocks, but it is Coldplay.
Riley?
Is it?
Yes, Riley.
Once she was just a girl, she expected the world.
Let's have a listen. When she was just a girl,
she is
Perfect.
Wow, 2 points.
2 points.
Is that a two? Yeah. 2 points, Riley.
That was completely different than what I thought it was.
Gosh. Paradise.
Good song. Very good song.
Very good song. Alrighty. So how many points is that? I can't read.
That was two on top of his existing six.
So what's that? Eight.
And Mitch has one already. I did that right. Didn't you get the first?
No.
No.
So I got that completely wrong.
Score
I thought
check. Was... Riley's on eight. Spencer and Mitch are on zero.
Hey, it's okay. Anyone can win from here.
Yeah. Okay. Number.
Try me.
Song number...
I snorted.
Song number five. Okay. Alrighty. Don't have to tell you, I love your precious heart.
I got no idea.
No, no.
This is not good. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, quick made side story. Hard. I listened to so much Japanese music in high school that I never listened to lyrics in
whose fault
song.
Is that?
That's right. Fair enough. Yeah. I should have. Maybe
can you just
two Japanese bands.
Repeat it one more time, please.
All right.
Often in Japanese lyrics, there are English.
There are parts,
words
but like I never. Yeah. Like now, when I listen to songs, I have to think, is that in English? Mm. It's actually a conscious thought.
Fair enough.
So, this is a lyric question, the quiz that I will not get.
Right. For Riley.
Okay, maybe it's this. Oh, no, I won't take a guess because that will waste a question. Okay, go.
Okay. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart.
Yeah. I'm
no, I've got
stumped.
No idea. No.
Hum first.
I think the first line might be Boku wa spento desu. I love you. It could be that.
No.
See.
All right. Alrighty, ready for
are you
my
humming?
Horrendous
humming. Can you not laugh whilst humming this time, please? It threw me.
Oh, I didn't realize I was.
That was my
that's
fault.
Why
I'm
I said
sorry.
Clocks last time because
oh,
I, it was the.
Oh, my
you
apologies.
Need to,
yeah, I'll try. Okay, so. I have to remember what I'm doing now. Okay.
No idea.
Yeah,
do you want me to hum the second line as well? Like both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Is that... Hum the first line, then sing the
yes!
second.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Alrighty. Don't have to tell you, I love your precious heart.
Oh!
Oh!
It's from
Are you buzzing in? Because
No, just let me think about
it. If there's unintelligible screaming, that needs to count as a buzzer.
Riley, don't go changing to try and please me.
Is that your final
you have
answer?
Never let me down before. Yeah, do it.
Do it. Oh. So what
that's
was
not it?
It? Wow, you're such an old man, and surprisingly so at times.
I was so confident I got that right. No.
Would
okay.
you like a reveal or to continue?
I'm happy with the reveal.
I'm done.
Yep.
Reveal?
Yep.
Okay.
I have no hope.
Here we go. Don't
ask me.
What you know is true. There you go. That was in excess.
Yeah.
Never tear us apart.
Yeah.
I am
good
Aussie
song.
Classic. I'm
a bit
I'm
embarrassed
distraught.
Now.
Yeah.
You're still winning though.
That's true.
That is true.
You're the only one with points, so.
At least I'm trying.
So we'll see the next one, how this one goes as well. We'll have a go. We're up to question number six. Your lyric is, me and Susie had so much fun.
Jeez.
Yes.
I'm going to let you two go because I know it. I just want to see if you guys
know it. I don't know the first lyric, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you know the first lyric, Riley?
I do, but I want to see if they get
okay.
it.
Okay. Well,
can I ask?
Mitch.
It was the time when we were young.
Is that your final answer?
I'm going to have to say yes. It's very close if it's not.
It's okay. Let's have a listen.
Ah! Wow, that's not even close.
It was kind
I had
of
one word
in
right.
The same
a
vein,
classic.
But,
I didn't get to guess. You just. So I'm going to give that as the answer. That's the answer. Do I get the point?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. God.
So I can sabotage
sorry,
the rest
I know that. I know that so well because when I was younger, when VHS was like a
yeah.
thing before DVDs, there was a Wiggles VHS and they sang that song. So I grew up watching that every day and that's how I know it.
What's the song?
Eagle Rock.
Around the clock.
Oh, was that Eagle Rock?
Crocodile Rock.
Crocodile Rock, sorry. Crocodile.
Yeah. Classic. All the different kinds of rock.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Alrighty.
Oh, dear.
Number 7. I don't know about this one, but we're going to do it anyway and take risks. Because why not?
We have now got to the point where one... So Riley's on 8 and there are 4 questions remaining.
Yes.
So the possible score left is 12. Okay, just sorry. Is this still winnable from here? Okay.
I can't do math like that. Okay.
I don't see, sorry.
Okay, so we'll see about this one, but let's do it. Okay, number 7. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor fella ain't got no wings.
Riley,
yes.
You
know, please tell me.
He got 5, I'm telling you. He can run the pants of a kangaroo. That's the song.
Yes, it is indeed.
Can you please repeat the second?
I will. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings.
It's John Williamson song.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm glad. I was worried you won't know it because I didn't know how popular it actually is. I think it's really popular, but...
Yeah. Very old song of his.
Yes, it is.
So is Riley still...
Let me
the
tell you about an interview... I don't know the
you're
first
on the
line.
Right track.
Yeah, I've got
that
the song.
Was right.
I've got the song. I just
I
can't think of the first
you
line.
You were on the right track, Riley.
Can you give us then the... are you happy for me to burn a question?
Yeah.
Or you think
sure.
you'll
no,
get
no,
it?
No, burn a question.
Well, you were on the right track, though. Like, can
yeah,
you finish
yeah.
what you were saying
wait,
before?
Wait, repeat it, repeat it.
Repeat what
I
you
almost
said?
Said the actual thing. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. You were so
old
close.
Man emu, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know it's Let Me Tell You.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu.
Let's have a listen.
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man.
Nice.
That's correct.
Yes.
Good job.
Is that 3 points?
How many?
Yeah, that's
is
3 points.
It?
Yeah.
No question.
No, wow. All
right.
Oh, well, we can't win it from
10
here.
10 points to Riley. Wow, you're
11.
Doing pretty. 11.
Should be.
I can't do that. Okay.
It's a music
it's,
question.
We've now lost.
Yeah,
we might as well just help Riley to get
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Riley.
Yes.
Because from this, he's still,
questions.
In the greater scheme of the series of Quiz or Quizzes,
yeah. Let me tell you,
all of this is still only worth 1 point on the board.
So
anyway.
He can earn 20 by the end of it, but he's still only got 1.
The emu's flying round and round.
I'm so happy you got that. You don't understand. Okay, number 8. I'm looking at Riley at this because of a reason that will probably be revealed later. It's only on your head you feel left out or looked down on.
Why would you be looking at me?
Because of a reason.
Oh, of course, a reason.
Yeah.
Everyone just goes through my playlist.
Something to do with video stores.
Oh.
That you mentioned this song. Oh, that's a hint. Oops. But
today.
Yes.
Crocodile Rock. Oh, no, that was one.
Oh.
Before today.
Before today.
I mean, today. Before now.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to burn?
I feel like I shouldn't have
You can
said
burn
that,
so
but,
much.
No,
yeah.
That makes it... It slims it down because I have no idea what you're
talking about. Are we counting that as a hint? I don't know.
Can you please repeat that line? I know I keep asking. Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on.
It's only in your head. Nah, I've got to take a hint.
Okay, what hint would you like? Pick a hint, any hint.
Can you please hum?
Hum the first lyric?
Yes, please. Ah.
Ooh.
That helped.
That's good. That's what I'm here to do.
Repeat it.
Hum it again.
Hum it and then sing the second part, please. That counts as a hint.
Something in your head you feel left out or looked down on.
And it takes some time. I don't know the... Hey. Dun, 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 dun. Because you feel left out.
You got the hey right. He doesn't say
I remember when... No?
Do you want to... Are you looking that in?
Go with it. You've already won.
Okay.
Alrighty. That was not at all. Yeah. So.
No points.
Alrighty. We have one more question, and I really hope one of you gets it. Specifically, Mitch or Spencer.
Thanks,
you.
Courtney.
Thank
I
you.
Am hope.
Someone else
I'm
on the
tempted
board.
To kind of just.
No, if you do that, we'll be
let
here for another
Riley
20 minutes.
Let Riley not answer this question.
Okay, I'm sticking out. I'm standing out.
Stick out this one. Yep. Okay. this last question will be only for Spencer and Mitch, because I really hope you get it. If it comes to dire situations, I'll let Riley in.
Here, Spencer.
He'll just be screaming.
It's my thinking hat.
This song is the best song of all time, so
it comes to disappointment. Do you mean that?
Well, in my opinion, I mean it. But...
Okay, it's going to be from a musical.
I mean,
okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
It's actually, okay, no. The lyric is, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't, Spencer, I won't be able to come up with the answer, but I'm
I have literally no clue.
Come on, Spencer.
I would I need you already to just hum the first line.
Yeah, hum the intro.
Do you know it, Riley?
No.
Okay. Hum the first line.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it rolls into you then doing the second line.
Singing the second line. Okay.
Just burn two.
Is it two?
Yeah.
It's two. I asked him one sentence.
Okay. But she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Oh, yes. It's Toto by Africa. Or the other way around, Africa by Toto.
Yeah, Africa by Toto.
God. No, the only line I don't even know it is the one about Serengeti. It's the worst scanning of any line in the history of pop music.
No, nothing.
Wait.
Riley?
Riley.
You got it?
I hear the...
Yes, I hear the... Da-da in the night.
Yeah.
Something in the night. I hear the... not howling.
I hear the
humming,
echoes. Humming in the night.
No, not humming. No, oh, the echoes. Problem is you can't trust the scanning in this song anyway, so it could be that. I hear the echoes humming in the night. I hear the echoes in the night.
Yeah. Close. Just give it to Spencer. Just don't give them it.
No, I have no idea.
It is a great song.
Play it.
Alrighty, okay. Here's the lyric.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Wow.
I hear the drums echoing. Yeah.
So,
oh.
I'd give Spencer some points.
Thanks. But the winner is Riley.
Well done, Riley.
Very second quiz goes to Riley. Okay. It is now my turn.
Wait.
Pulling the name out of the hat to see whose quiz goes next in Quiz of Quizzes.
It's Mitch.
Yes. Woo! We're all ready to go, and I think it's probably about time I explain what my quiz is.
Okay, Mitch, so do that.
You've all...
Please, we're all on the edge of our seats.
Courtney is, and so's Riley. Yes. And me too, I'm Spencer.
I am Spencer,
I'm Groot.
I'm Steve Rogers.
So I took the term first and decided to make it a bit more literal. So these are all films. Hmm. All the answers to this quiz are films with the title having the word first in it.
Oh, man. If only I could close my eyes and just visualize the inside of a video store right now.
I know someone who can.
It's okay. I told Riley earlier this week that I rented something off YouTube.
I was very offended. Hey, Mitch. Oh, here's my lunch. I'm going to bring it into the studio.
All right. So, first question. You'll be given director, then stars, then taglines.
We're buzzing in with our names.
Buzz in with your names. Okay, perfect. If you scream the answer, I might accept it if I'm feeling generous. All right. First movie.
Mm-hmm.
Released in 1985. Directed by George P. Costamos. Starring Sylvester Stallone and Richard...
Spencer. Blood. First Blood.
Incorrect.
Oh.
You're so confident.
Is it Rambo something First Blood? Okay. All right.
Close. It is close.
Oh.
The taglines are, what most people call hell, he calls home. They sent him on a mission and set him up to fail, but they made one mistake. They forgot they were dealing with blank. So blank being something that would give you the title. Yeah. And no man, no law, no war can stop him.
Hmm.
Spencer was extremely close.
I want to Google so bad, but I'm not going to do that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was Rambo First Blood Part 2. Because the director said...
So there were two called First Blood?
Yes.
I think you should give Spencer...
I'm going to give Spencer half a point for that.
Thank you.
I was going to give the full point to anyone that had it, but...
Didn't even know there was a second
That's
part
a bit harsh
that.
As well.
Right. That's just setting the tone.
Okay.
I will take that half point. You put it under R...
What?
You've put the half point under R. I mean, I'll take it.
Spencer has it.
In
incorrect. That means I get the point.
In 1998, directed by Hugh Wilson, starring Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler.
Oh man,
Spencer.
Spencer.
First Wives Club.
That is correct.
On Fire.
Yes.
So there was, like I said, there was equal stuff for Riley with his taste and Spencer with his. Don't know. I don't know enough about you.
Movies aren't my strong point.
All right. Question three. In 1999, directed by Erwin Winkler and starring Val Kilmer and Myra Sorvino? Yeah. Film boasts the taglines, "Only love can bring you to your senses," and "Science gave him sight, she gave him a vision."
Riley.
Go for it.
First Wives Club? No. No, that's what you said, isn't it? Yeah, no. That is not correct. Wrong.
Spencer. First Blood Part 1.
No. Courtney, it's still open if you want to go.
51st Dates.
Let's just go a resounding... No, that was At First Sight. It was a rom-com about a blind man that gets his sight back.
Good on him.
Question four. In 1996, directed by Jonathan Franks, starring Patrick Stewart and Jonathan Franks. Do you want log lines?
Yes.
Yes? Resistance is futile. Planet Earth, population 9 billion, none human.
Oh.
It's a Star Trek.
You will be assimilated. There is no thrill like blank.
Oh, it is Star Trek. Riley.
Yeah?
Star Trek First Encounter.
Very close. If no one else has direct, I will give you half a point.
Spencer.
Go, Spencer.
Star Trek First Encounters.
Also incorrect. Very, very close. Now neither of you gets half a point.
Could be, it could be 21st Encounter, but I don't think so. I'm just helping you out.
Second in there. First. I just realized the flaw in that. First. Encountering. No.
Do you have an answer? You're all so close.
First.
Meeting?
Is it to do with... I can't probably get last hints.
Come on, give it just the first word that comes to your head. Star Trek First Blank.
First. I want to say First Class, but that's not it because that's something else.
Yeah, that is something else. So yes. That's incorrect. It's Star Trek First Contact.
Oh, can you please give me half a point?
No.
Please.
No. Next. I'm asking specifics. Sense. Question five. In 2011, directed by Joe Johnson, starring Chris Evans and Hugh
Riley.
Oh, no.
That would be Captain America, the First Avenger.
That is correct.
Only one I would have known.
Well, then you're out of luck, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Next one, also directed in 2011 by, created in 2011, directed by Matthew Vaughn, starring James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Courtney.
Right.
X-Men First Class.
That is correct, Courtney, on the board. On the board.
No.
He's just sitting there singing now.
Yeah.
All right.
Take me back to the song.
Question seven. In 1985, directed by Jerry Paris, starring Steve Guttenberg and Bubba Smith.
Oh. No. Lost it.
The film boasts the taglines, "Watch out, they've got to clean up the worst crime district in the world, but that's no problem, they're the worst police force in the universe."
Riley! Police Academy, the first, Police Academy, the First Class or something like that?
You are close. Anyone else?
Yeah, Spencer, Police Academy 2, yep. The first graduating class. Graduation class.
Incorrect, but closer. Courtney, nothing?
First patrol, it'll be. It'll be Police Academy 2, First Patrol.
What he said.
Also incorrect. Police Academy 2, their first assignment.
Great films, though. All
I gave you all heads up.
I can't.
First, half a point.
Next. Next. In question eight, in 2017, directed by David Soren, starring Kevin Hart and Thomas Middleditch.
No.
No idea.
The film boasts the taglines 50% hero, 100% cotton.
What?
Change is coming.
That's so vague.
You've seen Britain, you've seen France, but you've never seen anyone like this guy. Putting the mighty into tighty whitey. That is literally all the information I can give you. It is an animated DreamWorks film, if that helps.
What year?
2017.
Can you...
It was a book series.
Can you repeat the taglines?
100%, 50% hero, 100% cotton.
Wait.
Change is coming.
Not... Oh, I think I know what it is, but I don't know, like, the Riley. Name of the thing. Yeah,
ooh.
You've got it.
Go, Riley.
I think I know it, but...
Captain Underpants,
yeah, that's what I was
the
saying.
First movie.
I'll give that to you.
I knew it was...
So, just so you're all aware, points are Riley on 2, Spencer on 1.5, and Courtney on 1.
How many questions?
Yes! Come on!
We've got 1 question left.
Oh, okay.
Before we go to a tiebreaker. We might actually need to in this one. Question 9. In 1995, directed by Jerry Zucker, starring Sean Connery and Richard Gere. This film boasts the tagline, singular... Their greatest battle would be for her love.
No idea.
No idea.
Not a clue?
No.
No? Okay. That is First Night.
Hmm.
I think I might go the tiebreaker. Is anyone okay to go for tiebreaker? I don't think half of
them. Who's winning?
Because if I go to
if it's a tiebreaker after the tiebreaker, though? You should just award it.
I should just award
it. The tiebreaker for fun.
So the
This is
probably why I asked.
Uh-huh.
1982, directed by Ted Kotcheff, starring Sylvester Stallone and Brian Dennehy.
Spencer, First Blood Part 1.
Just First Blood.
Riley, First Blood.
Hang on, because so the second one was called Part 2. Yep. The first one was just called First Blood.
Yep.
I went to a trivia night once.
Yep.
Where I was the MC.
Yep.
And the correct answer to a question was World War 1.
Yep.
And the organizers would not take World War One. That was actually because they would only take the Great War because it wasn't called World War One until after World War Two.
Yes,
but the answer was World War One.
You were speaking of the same event.
Yes, and that was the last time I ever emceed a trivia night using someone else's questions. I always said I'm writing the questions after.
Can we please have a score tally?
So score tally is Courtney on 1. Spencer on 1.5 and Riley on a resounding 2.
Riley wins. So what's the overall score then today?
The overall score so far is 2 to Riley, 1 to me, with 1 quiz remaining, which will be
I think Spencer can win.
Spencer's quiz.
I can't win.
Spencer cannot win. It is only between Riley and myself for a draw.
6.5 minutes to 4.
Oh.
This is Quiz of Quizzes with Riley Walton, Courtney Heck, Mitch Drake and myself, Spencer Howson. And because... I've gone last. I get just 6 minutes. That's it. I thought it was going to be cool going last. Nah, it's all right.
Mine went pretty quick. It's all right. Courtney?
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, mine went for probably a couple hours.
It's all right.
I love to exaggerate.
Okay, so here we go. This is very simple. The theme of this week's Quiz of Quizzes is the word first. I'm going to play you the first 10 seconds of a song. Buzz in when you know the song. And... or the artist. I'll take either.
That's okay.
Either. Okay.
Yes. Either. Here's the first one.
Courtney.
Yes, Courtney.
It's Imagine Dragons.
Correct. And what's the song?
Whatever It Takes.
Correct.
Wow.
Well,
right off. Wow.
Yes.
I think we could get this done before 4.
I need points, okay? And this is... supposed to be my strong point, so
all right.
This is looking good, hopefully.
Number 2, song or artist?
Riley.
Riley.
ABBA.
Correct. And what is the song?
Not
that it matters. You've got the point, but what's the song?
Dun, 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 dun.
We did this in
Mamma Mia.
Oh.
Hey, Mum.
All right. Okay, number 3. Song or title?
Riley. No, wait, sorry.
I know it, Courtney.
Riley.
If he doesn't, I know it.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
Courtney.
It's not Courtney.
I think it's Amy Shark, I Said Hi.
Ah.
Yes! I'm amazing. Well,
I have correct. Absolutely no hope.
Just say your name and just so do what happy. I did. Just try and guess.
I'm all right. So happy.
All right, all right, all right.
This one's not going to help you either, Mitch, I don't think.
Courtney!
Yes, Courtney.
Hoops the Rubens.
Yes! This is amazing.
No, I was so close. Damn it.
Are you though?
Courtney 3, Riley 1, Mitch yet to score. Okay, this could be Mitch's chance. Okay.
On a warm summer.
Riley.
Riley.
What would you think that's Gambler. My chance?
Yeah, I know.
And who's the singer?
You don't ask me that.
Anyone?
It's, who is it?
Kenny Rogers.
It is.
It is too. Know when to
fold up. Good song.
Did I get a point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job,
the song's
Riley.
Called The Gambler. Saw that. That was played on the jukebox at the Birdsville Hotel in 1997. The whole place went off singing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Good song.
Riley.
Oh, Courtney.
Coldplay Clocks.
Correct. I would have gotten that wrong.
love Coldplay.
The turtle. Right. The turtle video.
Sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, no. No chance.
Sorry.
Courtney 4, Riley 2, 3 to go.
Riley.
It is Sia. Chandelier.
Sia.
Sorry, correct. Sia. Yes. So I was thinking of my mate right. back from school because we used to call him Sia.
But sounded like Sia. Gangnam Style Sia.
Oh, that's true. That's
sorry. Right. Yeah, sorry.
I knew you knew who you meant. So sorry. Courtney 4, Riley 3. Ah, this is anyone's.
No.
With it's not mine. No.
There is that. Come on, you know it.
I would argue that. I have a. One more second. I have a thing in mind, but I don't think it's what it is. For some.
Can you play it again, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody. No. No, that's not it. I was joking.
The first line is, send someone to help me.
Oh, I know.
I've not. No.
I know. I do know it. Can you repeat that? Please, the singing the line thing you did.
Send someone to help me.
It's. Hang on. I know it. Better Man. Courtney. It's Better Man. Robbie Williams. Lord, I'm too yes! Yes.
What is going on?
To be a better man.
Oh,
another great concert.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just happy.
So Courtney has won, but for fun.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got 5, and Riley's got 3. And here's the final one.
Riley.
yeah.
Riley.
Mitch.
Me.
Yeah.
All I know is the Weird Al song.
It is America Pie. American Pie.
Bye.
Miss American Pie. Throw the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and wine. Singing,
this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. All right, well, we can't all hang around and sing all day.
So
but
I was 1 point off, Courtney.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was 5-3 there.
No, 4.
Oh, you got the last one.
Yeah.
5-4.
Okay, great. So, the business end of proceedings. Courtney won that. Woo. What's the overall game score?
Overall score is Riley on 2, myself and Courtney on 1, and Spencer on 0.
All right.
So, he gets to redeem himself in 2 weeks.
2 weeks' time, Mark Halupka will be along with Markability at this time next week. You've been listening to the first ever Quiz of Quizzes on Phoenix Radio and Brisbane Youth Radio. Courtney, Riley, and Mitch, thank you. Goodbye.
See you later.
This is a
Phoenix Media Program, an innovation of USQ.